You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Juliet Moses, spokesperson for the New Zealand Jewish Council.
Thank you for joining us here at SBS. Juliet, you are very involved with the Jewish community in New Zealand. And I've seen that already in October, after the Pittsburgh synagogue, you came with a warning about the far right. I thought you were very clever to pick it up because I thought it was really under the surface. What made you actually find information about the far right?
Well, last year there were two leaflets dropped in New Zealand in different cities that were both of a far right anti-Semitic nature. One was a Holocaust denial one, and the other one just questioned really whether anti-Semitism existed and said somewhat ironically that Jews just use anti-Semitism as a kind of a smear, you know, to sort of try and suppress the truth about them. So those were both, I guess, what you would call far right type material in nature. So I referred to those, and really just, you know, social media is awash in anti-Semitism, and much of it is the far right variety, the Holocaust denial, the conspiracy theories, you know, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, that kind of stuff. So it wasn't hard to miss, but unfortunately it turned out much worse than any of us would have expected. And despite all that, you know, nobody foresaw the horrific and large scale of this attack.
Did you follow the extreme far right on the internet? Did you see their posts before? Were you alerted to it?
Really, just as I say, the reading comments on social media, I don't follow any sites, any particular conspiracy theory type sites or any far right sites, but I have read articles about them, so I'm aware of them. But, you know, just being on Facebook and on Twitter and seeing the comments that people put up on there, it makes you very aware of these things.
We are talking to Juliet Moses, spokesperson for the New Zealand Jewish Council, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Juliet, what was the reaction of the Jewish community to the terrible mosque attack?
We were and are absolutely horrified and devastated for the Muslim community. It's just unimaginably awful for the Muslim community and for New Zealand as a whole. It's shocked everybody and shattered everybody to the core. Beyond that, in terms of, you know, our practical reaction, if you like, we've mobilised pretty quickly, so we've got fundraising going. Our Chabad rabbi visited down in Christchurch a couple of days after the attack, and then a small delegation, including myself and two of the country's other rabbis, visited on Tuesday. And we're just figuring out how, sort of on a long-term basis or a longer-term basis, we can provide support for the Muslim community. And then beyond that, again, in terms of the impact upon us, and of course it's not about us at this time, it's very much about the Muslim community, but our synagogues were shut for Shabbat for the first time ever, on police advice, and our one and only Jewish school we've got in New Zealand was also closed on Monday on police advice, and that is now open, but there are armed police outside.
This is very disturbing. Juliet, can you please tell us about your experience on Tuesday when you went specially to Christchurch to meet the families and the mourners? What happened there?
We went first to a community hub that's been set up. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's been set up to where mourners and survivors can congregate, and there are also the various relevant government agencies set up and operating out of there. So it is really a hub and a focal point. And we just mixed and mingled there, talked to people. I had some contacts there already. We spent time with them. They've both been sent down from Auckland by one of the government agencies, but they're both members of the Muslim community. So spent time talking to them, and we just met with people. I talked to a survivor who was in the second mosque attack, the Linwood Mosque. Talked to him. He told me how he survived by running to the bathroom and said, "I'm not sure I should have done that. I feel guilty, you know, for running off." He said the worst thing for him was when he had to walk out of the mosque after the attack over the body of one of his friends. And, yeah, we just spent time talking to them. But the overwhelming sense was, well firstly, they're very focused on getting the bodies still hadn't been released on Tuesday. None of the bodies had been released, so they were very focused on wanting to get, understandably, their loved ones released so that they could be buried in accordance, of course, with their customs, which are quite similar to ours in that way. But beyond that, they were really, really grateful for the outpouring of support and grief that they've had. Very grateful that we had come down there and made a special trip. We were very warmly received, and they were just very dignified and very warm. I mean, it was, you know, really something to behold, and, you know, I felt quite honoured to be a part of that and to be treated in that way.
Juliet Moses, spokesperson for the New Zealand Jewish Council. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.